We're going green here on Around the Home and More. Today's Go Green tip is dedicated to Washington Environmental Council. You can check them out at WashingtonEnvironmentalCouncil.com. Today's tip comes to us via email from Bob in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Bob writes the Home Pro guys, which is more green, a real Christmas tree or a fake plastic one? Love to hear your thoughts, Bob. Well, Bob, Christmas trees come in many shades of green, and your view of paper or plastic will skew the answer to this question. Now, real Christmas trees grow, and while they grow, they give off oxygen, and they give a life-breathing breath to our planet. We cut them down, we enjoy them for a while, and when we're finished with our Christmas trees, they can be recycled. They can be turned into compost, and they can be reused again, giving back to Mother Earth. Now, this, of course, is different from a fake plastic tree, which needs to be manufactured. In both cases, trees are shipped around, and that consumes energy as well. So, I would say, Bob, it depends on which you want to do. Deal with the fallen needles on the ground, or deal with putting the tree back in the box at the end of the year. Now, that's tip number 100, and that's saving you some green with the Go Green Savings Tip from the Home Pro guys.
Green, green, green. It's your home, it's your dream. And keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Testing for radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
Taylor Swift, you gotta love that. I love that version. I gotta tell you, it's one of my favorite songs. You're listening to John and Kevin. We are the Home Pro guys. I'm Kevin.
And I'm John.
And you can always check us out online at AroundTheHomeAndMore.com. We'd like to thank you from coast to coast sharing in the Around the Home and More program. I gotta tell you, John, I'm all a tingly waiting for what's next. So wait, where are we going now?
I think I'm gonna surprise you on this one, Kevin.
All right,
I would like to have just a conversation, you and I, all the listeners joining on board. Yeah. They can help us out too. Yeah. On tools you wish you had in your shop.
Oh yeah, what kind of tools? Good tools, bad tools?
I just set it up, and you can run with it the way you want.
Well, I mean, there's
so
good...
what are your thoughts there?
More shop.
More.
Seriously.
I wish I had a shop expansion tool.
Yeah. That's,
it's called a Sawzall.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking before the break. We were talking about where you put your stockings or you have them in the house. Or I was thinking about that. You know, it's like, I don't understand. Here's another $1 million deal that comes out of this place. Carhartt stockings. I don't know why Carhartt doesn't make a stocking.
I'd like those.
You'd get one. I'd get one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd give one. An empty one to you, maybe.
There's another $1 million idea we just threw out the window.
Yeah, what do we do with that? Well, that's one more.
All right, here's one I'd like.
Yeah, what would you like? All right.
I would like a heated handle socket wrench. Yeah, that's the one I'd like. You know, you don't see that every day in your shop, do you?
So is that like a nuclear a rod that
goes down? I haven't thought through that yet.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Well, you wouldn't want to put that in a microwave. Unless it was composite. Could you do that?
I
don't know. You put it in the oven.
Carbon fiber. Well, it gets soft.
Yeah.
There you go. You got another one?
You know.
How about this one?
I'll tell you what. You do go. Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
How about a fleece-covered hacksaw blade handle?
A fleece-covered hacksaw
blade
handle.
Yeah, for those cold afternoons and you're outside using a hacksaw metal, you know, you've got a nice fleecy-covered handle. What do you think?
I like it.
You like it?
I got one. A crawler. You know what a crawler is, right? That's one of those snugglies.
Yep.
A snuggly crawler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
No, like that.
How about this one?
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Right,
work with me here.
How about a gas-powered ice scraper for your car?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good tool.
The question is, how big?
You need a kickstart on it. That's how big. You bet.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. That's cool.
Here's another one I thought might be good.
Yeah.
a snowblower modified to clean your carpet.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a tool I wish I had.
Well, don't you have that? No. I have that. Shop vac. And
I guess.
Shop
vac. Now, Kevin and I are talking about tools and we wish we had in the shop.
There we go. Yeah, look at that. And then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got the... See? I got it all going on over here.
There you go.
Yeah. So, see, I solve all those problems.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
How about an electric lift for your shop stool?
Oh, you could do that, you know.
That's
that wouldn't
so easy.
Be hard. Yeah, I
wouldn't
like that.
It wouldn't be hard at
Keep
all.
Keep going. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I like that.
I like
right?
those. Yeah.
All right, now here's one for you.
Yeah.
I thought about this one specifically for you, Kevin.
Okay, okay.
All right. A foot pedal-powered computer keyboard.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Why do I need that?
I'm just thinking it would be so fun to watch you, you know, you could... Yeah. It's a do-it-all system.
Do-it-all
system.
You can
work your brain, you work your body.
Yeah.
You're in your shop. You get a little cardio, vascular.
Well, if I'm in my shop, I want to be working on other stuff. I don't want to be riding a bike in my shop. Well, that's what I go to the Y for.
Well, that's why it's a foot pedal keyboard, because, you know, instead of riding a bike, you can work on your keyboard.
And yeah.
Apparently, you're not appreciating these tools
some of
to
these.
The level.
This sounds like one of those, when somebody gave me one of those Craftsman knives with the big hook on it, you know, for carpet. I was wondering why they gave
those
it to me.
Those were great.
For what?
For things you need. You know, I cut some roof the other day, and I used one of those
did
just
you?
The other day.
I know what to get you. Yeah.
The hook.
I'll just cut a hole in the mitt and give it to you. Say, there
yeah,
you go.
I'll
it's
throw
a,
this away.
It's a hand. No, yeah, don't throw it away.
Right.
That's a hand warmer knife that Kevin doesn't
hey,
want.
Hey, Charlie in Spokane, Washington writes the Home Pro guys.
Yeah.
He sent us an email. Thanks, Charlie. Can old Christmas lights be recycled?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
right. Well, the answer is yeah. I mean, look, think about it. You've got miles of old stuff mm-hmm. that don't work in your garage, yeah. stored away. You plug them in, they don't work. We just throw them away. Don't do that, because while you think it's mostly plastic and that sort of thing, there's a lot of copper in that wire mm-hmm. that can be recycled. So yes, the copper can be recycled.
Especially at today's prices.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So absolutely recycle your old Christmas lights. And every time you recycle one and purchase a new one, get the LED variety. Now, the LED variety throughout, you know, after the seasons here, mm-hmm. they'll be on sale.
Yeah. When you don't need them.
The newer
when
ones.
When you don't need them, John's recommending you get them.
You'll need them
next
year.
That's a good
year.
Christmas present
well,
for
just,
somebody
you know, be
or
prepared.
Holiday thing.
Always
yeah.
think ahead.
Yeah, you do.
So
yeah.
make sure that you get the kind that... the newer kind, because they're color corrected and they look like incandescent lights. They don't
yeah.
have a blue tint. The white ones aren't blue. They're actually
well, they
white
also
now.
Use less energy.
And the, oh boy, do
and
they
last forever. And
boy,
if one goes
they.
Out, you don't lose them all.
You don't.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's like I think that that's the way to go. I like the little flashlights. I like those mega packs. That's what I like in my shop for a present. I want a mega pack of mini lights that are LEDs.
Well, what's a mega pack?
You know, like 20. 20 lights, little flashlights.
Oh,
they last forever.
Well,
the batteries
how?
In them.
Why?
Well, they don't break. You break one bulb, big deal. You got like 5 or 10 others, you know. I don't want the big ones, you know, the big monster ones. I want the little ones.
Yeah, it's about the size of a roll of quarters. Precise?
Yeah.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Yeah, roll of quarters?
No, a little flashlight because it's cheaper than a roll of quarters.
Why not a mega pack?
No, I'm not getting you mega anything. All right, my friend, here.
Go ahead.
All right, clues to today's mystery tool.
Mm-hmm.
Bake eggs, flour, and perhaps chocolate chip. Pour a tall glass, and I'm good for a dip.
Mm-hmm.
Clue number two, set me by the fireside and be back to bed be quick. My tool is a fuel for, of course, old Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Clue number three,
mm-hmm.
8 tiny reindeer and the captain of their sleigh ship depend on me for their long toy delivery trip. What tool am I?
Rudolph.
No, he's the ninth.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what?
The red nose.
It was about 1830 in a skit, I forget what it was, that those reindeer were first called out by name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was something about a little
were you
story.
There?
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
<That's> funny. I'm just asking.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So,
1830, huh?
Around 1820, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
somewhere in
there. You were a baby then.
Yeah.
You're a little baby.
A little like. Hey, of course, the mystery tool today is a glass of milk and chocolate chip cookies for Santa Claus.
Or,
we certainly appreciate you online sending us your funny quips. And remember, keep your tool sharp and your project simple. If you need some help, you let us know. We are the Home Pro Guys. You can always send us an email at aroundthehomeandmore.com. We love your emails, and they certainly keep the show moving forward. Hey, we certainly want to thank everybody in the studio for making the show possible, and of course, you, our listeners. Tune in next week for another installment of Around the Home and More with us, the Home Pro Guys. Keep that sawdust flying.
You've been listening to Around the Home and More with your hosts, Kevin and John. Tool talk and fix-it philanderings on America's favorite home improvement show, Around the Home and More.